we put the two picnic tables together. There's our dip bar right there. There's our space. Right there,
yeah. Yeah.
We're right there, man. We just use everything. We have to be creative.
Uncharted Performance is built by strength. Head over to strength.com and use the discount code Uncharted for 10% off at checkout on all their premium supplement products to fuel your training and enhance your performance without any extra fillers, artificial sweeteners, or banned substances. Including Catalyst, they're NSF-certified, chemical-free, hormone-free, grass-fed whey. Fun fact of the day, since the FDA doesn't require dietary supplements to be tested before they are marketed, many supplements don't actually contain what they're supposed to contain. The NSF certification is the highest standard and ensures that supplements do not contain undeclared ingredients or contaminants. To earn NSF certification, products must undergo rigorous testing and inspection. Simply put, strength.com is a brand that you can trust. We certainly do. So get over to strength.com and use the code Uncharted for 10% off at checkout. Do you own a gym? Are you creating your own epic garage gym? Need top-of-the-line strength conditioning training equipment, including barbells, plates, kettlebells, sandbags, squat racks, rigs, strongman implements, powerlifting belts, all the accessories your heart desires, you name it. Jump to unchartedperformance.com, click the Rogue Fitness icon in the sidebar, and let your imagination run wild as you create the perfect training environment. Did somebody say free stuff? I think somebody said free stuff. Did they say free stuff? Yeah, they said free stuff. We have a bad habit of giving away free stuff here in Charter Performance. Be it apparel from Wad Nation, our good friends at Wad Nation, or barbells from Rogue Fitness. There's a giveaway or contest right around the corner. If you want to stay informed for your chance to win, or get notified when a fresh new episode of our video podcast drops before everybody else, sign up for our newsletter on chartedperformance.com. We promise we won't tell you anyone as long as you don't. All right? It'll be our secret. So keep quiet. Shh. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Uncharted Performance. I am your host, Paul Wenzel, and our mission is at Uncharted to discover, explore, learn, and share knowledge from the best and the brightest in the fields of functional fitness, strength, nutrition, and wellness that you can apply inside and outside of the gym to elevate your performance. In this episode, we bring back, by popular demand, Corey Moore, the bar walker himself. This time around, we are joined by Corey's mentor, Brian Warner, the urban legend, as we dig deep into the fascinating community of the bar world. We discuss their insane training routines that will last up to hours or days at a time, and how they developed to be able to pull off insane tricks on the pull-up bar, affectionately known as Barbara. The energy these two bring to the episode is intoxicating. As soon as we wrapped up recording, Brian was pulling off tricks, no warm-up required, which shows how reps on reps on reps and years of strict movements have built up ridiculous upper body strength and mobility. Key takeaways from this episode: resourcefulness and creativity and training with limited equipment, essentially what you can do outside your typical gym. Think when you're traveling or on vacations, the countless variations of standard exercises such as push-ups and dips, just by simply adjusting hand position, for example, in relation to the body. Make sure to tag us on Instagram or Twitter whenever you're, and wherever you're watching the show, for a shot to win your copy of the Squat Bible. And with that said, let's get to know Barbara. We are on Charter Performance. We are at C-Town CrossFit. Shout out to C-Town for hosting this. We are here. We're actually back with Corey Moore, the Bar Walker, episode 24. We have a very special guest with him, with us today, his mentor, Brian Warner, a.k.a. Urban Legend.
That's what's up.
We're going to go deep into the bar world because if you paid attention to our first conversation with Corey, it translates very well to essentially any athletic endeavor, and strength training, Olympic weightlifting, CrossFit, and whatnot.
Right.
But before we get into the conversation, make sure to check out unchartedperformance.com, website, set up for our newsletter, iTunes, leave a rating and review. As Corey,
nicely did the other day. Thank you, sir.
Welcome.
Appreciate that. Follow his lead. And also, make sure you check out our affiliates, Rogue Fitness. If you need some gear for your athletic endeavors, they're a good spot. So if you're on our website, check that out. Mm-hmm. And anything you might see below the video on our website right below. So, Corey, again, episode 24. You're the head coach now at Seatown Weightlifting.
Seatown Weightlifting.
How's that going, man?
It's going pretty good. Right now, I have quite a few lifters. I have a 10-year-old, and the highest age they go to now is probably, say, 33.
Okay.
I have, say, two competing at the Arnold on March 3rd. That's a Friday. Yeah, so go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. So the interview will come on after that, but yeah.
Yeah, I have some, you know,
yeah.
They're going to lift. And then I have a few lifting in April at a special weightlifting meet where it was one of my, say, mentors, coaches for Olympic weightlifting that passed away last year. His name is JT. As you can see, in probably in the background, the garage is named after him. Okay. So, I mean, just keep looking at us, watching us on Seatown Weightlifting on Instagram. I haven't been on there in a while because I've been so busy. Into the club and yeah, busy.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, you are an ACE personal trainer.
Yes, I am.
ACE personal trainer certified NPC competitor. If people don't know what NPC competitor is, can you explain that to people?
NPC is a natural physique competitor. It means that we're tested and it's a great organization. It's a big organization and glad to be a part of it.
Okay, very cool. You are also a master's athlete. Master's meaning that you are not as young as you look.
Right. I'm overrated. Yeah.
For the people watching or listening, can you just let them know how old you are?
I'm 52 years old.
52. And you recently actually won.
Yeah, I won. I'm the 2016 Masters champion.
Okay.
For NPC, physique champion. And I took fourth in open. Mm. So.
Can you share your experience doing that competition?
Oh, yeah. I had a great trainer, Brian Hoydick. Everyone knows him. And it was hard because I had the diet and the meal prep. And I have so much respect for bodybuilders now because it was a long road. But, you know, I had to break down my body and do a lot of cardio, fasted cardio. And, you know, it was just a long, tedious journey, but it all paid off in the end. It was a great experience.
When did you get into bodybuilding?
I've always been into working out and I've always wanted to take the stage, but, you know, got hit with the vicissitudes of life and, you know, I just never did it and, you know, work and just other things, but it was on my bucket list and I just knew because I've always, you know, I thought I had a pretty good shape and I've been always into bodybuilding, read the magazines and everything, but so I just decided to go in and just take a leap of faith and get out there and do it. Mm-hmm. Bucket list.
Yeah,
make sure. It happen. Mm-hmm. No excuses.
Yeah. Right. When most people turn a certain age, they think it's over.
Yeah, stop.
Never.
Never, right?
Never.
But before you were into bodybuilding, at least from my conversations with Corey in the past, as your nickname is Urban Legend.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were a legend in the bar world.
Yeah.
How did you get into the bar world? Take us back.
Like I said, I've been working out since I was like 17 years old. And I just started doing it when I found Edgewater Park like 15, maybe 20 years ago. And I used to just go down and just bang out like 20 sets of 20 and superset. And I was just like really into it. And then one time one of my friends came down. He said, hey, have you ever seen this group called the Bartenders out of New York? And I'm like, no. So he got up on the pull-up bar and he kind of like did a corner on the cob, which is a move where you move in slow motion like this. And I said, oh wow. So when he told me the website, I looked it up and that was it. I took off. I was focused. I just said, yo, this is what I want to be a part of. This is what I want to do. I always want to challenge my body. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I was just like, yo, this is what I want to do. So it just took off from there.
All right. So when did this young man come into your life?
Wow. Man, this is my guy. It's funny because, like I said, my nickname is the Urban Legend. Everyone knows me from working out, from the barbershop, from everyone. You know, I have so many friends and so many people that know me. And I was at the barbershop and one day, and they were telling me, they said, hey, you got to meet this guy named Corey. And everyone always used to tell me, hey, I want to work out with you. When I take him, I call him, they never show up. Everybody wants heaven, but nobody wants dead. Mm-hmm. So I tell him when I'm, and I said, Corey, I said, well, all right, well, we'll see about it. So it was like 3 weeks, and I kept hearing his name, and then one day I was in the barbershop getting my haircut, and he walked in, and the whole barbershop went crazy. And he said, "Oh, this is who I want you to meet."
Right.
Oh, blah, blah, right. blah. And I just kind of looked at him. He was like, I could tell he was in great shape. You know, he had a great smile. He had a great disposition. He said, "How you doing?" You know, I said hello, and, you know, 5 minutes after the haircut, we were outside.
Working out.
Okay.
Working out outside, and yeah. it just went – it's yeah. been on ever since. It's been crazy.
So what was that first workout like?
I remember first OB was showing me certain tricks on his, like, they had a little pull-up bar.
So you did the tricks, he showed you tricks first?
Little tricks, just, you know, to see, like, this is where you could get. And then he asked me, he said, you do a lot of reps? And I was like, yeah, you know, here and there. He uh-huh. said, okay, I'm going to test you right here. We're going to do 21 down.
Okay.
And that's where he'll do 21 push-ups, then I'll do 21 push-ups. He'll do 22 yeah, and so on, and keep that, going that, down to one.
Yeah.
So he, well, as we started, the whole street started with us. We had about 15 guys out.
In front they of the tapped shop. Out of about the, three the, sets. All,
three. Like three sets. Everybody, yeah.
Did people follow you out from the bar?
Yeah,
the whole
okay. they emptied the shop. Everybody they came out.
Literally every bar.
And they was like, we got to see this. So we started. Yeah. The other guys, they quit. And me and OB, we went all the way from 21 down to one. And then when he saw me, he like, Corey, you just did. You know how many push-ups you just did? And I'm like, yeah. He like, okay, here go my number. We switched. And then after that, I left. I came back. I called him every day.
He wouldn't leave you alone.
Listen, I swore. I said, this kid, he really, I thought it was the next day. And I just like,
top of it.
Called me. Then I just
day.
Ignored him. I was out the lake. I was working out by myself. Then he called again. I said, man, this dude is serious.
Every day. Every
we,
day.
We hooked up and.
So when you told him, let's do 21 down, do you think he could do it?
I mean, he had a great, you know, I could tell he was in great shape. And, you know, he's a good, great boxer. He's real athletic. So I just, a lot of people, I like to train the body for endurance. So, you know, okay. that's really important to me. So I just like, I was hearing so many good things. That was just one of the simple tests that I had decided to take him through. I know the average person would be hard to do, but yeah.
So let's pretend Corey is the average person.
Okay.
Let's break it down. So, and we can use Corey as an example. For
perfect.
Just hypothetically, right? Okay. So if it's Corey comes to you and he doesn't necessarily have the athletic ability that he did, mm-hmm. how would you start him off? Would you do 21 down or?
Oh, no. I welcome anybody. It's like, if he can't, like, if he just came, I would start him off where we would just like do like basic pull-ups, push-ups. You know, like even if it's two out of two reps, mm-hmm. you know, as long as it's good for him, that's what I would let him know that all the way down, all the way up. So you avoid injuries and, you know, so mm-hmm. and like push-ups and dips. If he wasn't able to do, I would do assisted with him and stuff like that. But I mean, I would take my time definitely because I know there's so many levels and people aren't used to that. So yeah I would just basically start basic pull-ups. Mm-hmm. Assisted pull-ups if they couldn't do them. Uh-huh. Dips, show them, you know, like brain busters against the, you know, we have a playground. We can do a complete body workout at the playground.
Here. Yeah.
We can do it's everything.
Different. It's way different from being in CrossFit or any other sport.
We can work every muscle.
Every muscle.
Okay. We can make work. So I would do, I would just basically start them off like, and I would meet up with them a couple times a week, work out 40 minutes or something like that. Send them through a quick circuit, something like that.
All right. So we'll talk about talk about an example workout in a second, but was it just push-ups, pull-ups, and dips, or was there any? You mentioned the playground. Did you do any other exercises to help you build on those?
Oh yeah, we did. We would get like you know on the sit-up machine. We would just get on that. We would do shoulder work. We would lean forward. We would do brain busters.
Right.
Backwards triceps. Good. We would do everything. Body squats. We would put two picnic tables together. Uh-huh. Dips on that.
Okay.
Box plyometric. We were just doing everything.
Anything
complete body exercise. Lunges. We were doing everything. Total body training.
All right. Mm-hmm. So it's and your body is your implement, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, at all times.
Whatever you have at the playground. So
yes.
To the audience or the listeners, if you come in and somebody might not have your favorite barbell mm-hmm. or something mm-hmm. like that, there's a when you weigh, you can skin the cat.
Yeah.
Oh
so
yeah.
To speak.
Yeah.
Yes. There's so many. I'm just an example. There's so many times that people like that are have control of their body weight and building for endurance. You can get somebody who walks down and has like a 400-pound bench and like 5 minutes on a pull-up bar with them. Yeah. They're shot.
Exactly.
So this is a great tool. Mm-hmm. that we was implementing training. So,
right. You mentioned you know, all the way up, all the way down on the pull up. Are there any other points of performance that you're kind of thinking through with the athlete that you're working with? You know, Corey in this example, that you want them to hit. You know,
yeah, core.
Okay.
Core is the center of everything, especially in the so much you need to do for the core, and it's like you can do like body weight, natural body movement is the best. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I'm an advocate for weights, but as long as you don't cater to them, you know what I'm saying? You just do some, like I said, natural body movement. Okay. The injuries are less to happen. Like,
all right. So what is a good push up? What is a good pull up? What is a good dip?
Oh.
He can give you a good example. Go ahead. Can you?
I mean, she has to see me. I could do
them. Let's talk through it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then maybe we'll show it.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Shoulder a little bit further, and it'd be all the way down, chest touch, not resting, not a rest touch, all the way lock out. Right. Squeeze the chest at the top.
Right.
All the way down. All the way. That would be a perfect push up. It doesn't matter if you can do 50 like guys are doing the jackrabbits, but I mean, you know what, those are for triceps. There's different various ways that we, you know, like we can do it from up and down. Mm-hmm. There's so many various ways that we can do. We do push-ups that we hit back arms, so many other ways. Right. I mean, like down on our diamonds, our forehead.
Yeah.
We do so many exercises.
All right. So now we're getting into, okay. See, I didn't think of that, right?
Ah,
you're kind of waking me up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because what I was thinking, I was like, yeah, just do push-ups, pull-ups, and dips, but there's also a ton of variations.
Why did both of us shake our head? Like,
it's so many ways.
So you mentioned a few, because I think again it hits different muscle groups,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Right.
Might be some people might be lacking.
Exactly.
They might not label them to hit a pull up or even do a push up.
Exactly.
Out, right.
Correct.
So what can you explain some of the variations of let's say a push up that you just mentioned or a pull up or a dip?
Okay.
You guys did.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was at times when OB had me do all different type of positions.
Okay,
like he would have me do a regular push up,
uh-huh.
where I would just have my chest touch the ground, and now I would always lock out. And he would always tell me like, "Look, see, the stuff you're doing now for these push up drills and all these certain angles, I'm gonna have you move your hands. It's gonna make you progress with the pull up bar." Because at first, what people don't understand is when I started with OB used to have me do 20 to 30 sets of pull-ups where I would just be out there in the summertime just going. I mean, I would get fatigued, but he would tell me, finish all your sets, see? And he would have a water bottle sitting right there on the table, and he would constantly say, finish all your sets. But he would always make me move my hands certain ways on the ground with the pull-ups and the push-ups.
Good example, variations. Uh-huh. So if I'm here, I'm doing a basic push-up, I can put in here, and that's focusing more on your tricep here, and I can shift my way out here and push up like that. So that's working on your front delts and your back arms. And then, you know, we're here. We do push-ups here, work your shoulders from all the way here, our body shift, all the way bent over, feet, hands flat on the ground. And it's like we're doing reverse presses. It's your body. It's just shifting like that. It's just so many variations, so many angles.
So depending on the hand placement, because now I'm thinking of the tricks, right? Mm-hmm. And what you just showed. So if you're listening, do please try to get on the YouTube as well, because Brian kind of demonstrated.
Yeah, right.
Because when I see the tricks on YouTube and some of the stuff that you guys had, is now I'm seeing what you just showed me on you guys doing on the bar.
Right.
So you're developing that strength in that.
Right.
In that
exactly.
And you got
then,
it.
And then for the pull-ups, you mentioned hand placement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Different widths.
You'll see me grab the pull-up bar, and then you'll see me let the bar go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
A good example, a good pull-up. Front, this is the perfect pull-up. This is according to the Marines, everything. A pull-up here, all the way down, all the way up. We can shift it here. That focuses on your rear lats and your rear delts and your lats and core. There's so many benefits to pull-ups. And then you can switch it here, working more forearm,
so
more narrow. Yeah. Reverse here. That's more bicep. Here we call it commando. That's we're working more arm and one lat. It's like doing lawnmowers at the same time.
You're targeting one side of the body.
Exactly. It's like you're doing lawnmowers and the body at the same time and switch out. So those are just five quick. Do a pull up all the way to the top, dips.
Okay. Yeah.
There's so many variations that we can do.
So speaking of dips, I'm thinking there's either you have ring dips or bar dips.
You can do bench dips.
Bench dips.
Yep.
Any variation in terms of hand placement that you guys played around with, or you
can yes. always, yes. always. I mean, yes. we never kept it a regular variation. Like you would be say here near your body, and then we'll have our hands all the way out. Okay. Then sometimes we would turn our hands backwards. Sometimes yeah. we would have our hands super close. So it all
that would be targeting our back yeah. arm, because that's what exactly what the dip is for. Is it does spread your chest when you're yeah. actually on the dip bar and spread right. your and your front delts. But I mean, you're mostly targeting. That helps. But you know, with the exercise that we do, like I said, like if you put your hands close and we're on the a bar or just like the sit up thing, we just here and just lean forward. It's a good example. Like okay. and you're pushing out and you work that. Like I said, you can turn around, mm-hmm. put your feet out, down and up like that. We put the two picnic tables together. There's our dip bar right there. There's our space.
Yeah, yeah. yeah,
we're right there, man. We just use everything. We have to be creative. And like I said, you don't need no fancy gym membership and all these protein drinks. And you know, I mean, if you want to work out, there's a way to get it. You can get it. If this is what you want to do, you can make a change.
What I was going to say is if there is someone that can't do that, how do you – you mentioned you can scale down. How do you scale down from that? So if, let's say I can't do a push-up or I can't do a pull-up.
Yeah.
How do you scale that on the playground? How do you scale that down?
Well, I mean, being with him, me and OB, we touched a lot of parks here in the city. Like uh-huh. we went from west side all the way to the east side and then came back. So I was seeing guys who couldn't do a push-up.
Exactly.
Okay.
And, you know, we were stopping the reps and we would say, hold up. We're going to have you do this. I mean, a lot of people say if you can't do a push-up to use a bench. A lot of the guys, okay. we had them out there. We didn't have any benches in the park, so we just had them keep their legs super tight on the ground as possibly can, keep their core tight, and try to push up.
So elevated. Hard,
elevated, okay. right.
Yeah. Or be assisted. Well, I don't have any problem helping nobody. Yeah. And I say, don't even worry about it. If you can't do them, take your shirt off and put them under your knees and do the way the female. Okay. It doesn't yeah. matter. It's about pride. You know, you have to start
yeah.
somewhere.
Yeah. Exactly.
And we always motivate people. It's never like somebody on his level and somebody who never even seen a pull-up bar. You would never know. Okay. I would treat them the same.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, so when you are developing those and you're working through those variations of the – are you thinking just – hey, I want to get the athlete. I want to get the athlete strong. I want to get him stronger, more developed. Or is it, hey, he can? Or are you envisioning him that, hey, he can actually maybe potentially do these tricks in the end?
You know what? For me, it's all about, honestly, it's about spreading the love. And I'm just a outgoing person. I like to reach people with positivity. And
spread
if somebody,
word.
If I can inspire somebody to do something they thought they could never do, then, you know, then my job is done.
Yeah. Okay.
So I mean, of course, I want them. If they want to be able to do the fancy tricks and
yeah.
which they're, but it's just all about living, just having a better overall quality of life okay. for me, gotcha. You know.
Same thing, life. You know, I mean,
health is wealth.
Health is wealth. Movement is medicine. I mean, just being around OB, people don't understand. He was my mentor. He was my teacher. And then me going off to my other elements, the people around me, they all got inspired off of me. But I always tell people, even when I'm in the back coaching at Olympic weightlifting. Y'all never had a mentor like I did or a true coach
yeah.
because OB took me under his wing. People don't understand that. I saw how, you know, certain guys would try to, you know, they would challenge OB. And I was standing there looking like, dude, how you going to challenge him? And he can out-pull up you, you know. But, I mean, it made me grow as a person.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah. It's been a pretty amazing journey. I mean, you wouldn't even believe all the people's lives that we touch. And like I said, like after we were together like 3-4 years, like mm-hmm. every day, hours to the sun go down. And it's like so much we were doing. And he got a chance to do something else. I ventured off into Barber College. We went our separate ways. But he came into the CrossFit thing. And it just, they don't know all the stuff he was doing on the bars. He brought all that here with him. Yeah, and that helped so much.
Exactly. Right. And then we talked about that in our previous episode is that and everything that you guys do is strict.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
Strict body weight movements.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
But done in high volume.
No kipping.
Translates. Yeah, no kipping.
Right.
It's very
right. Right. That's right. Yeah. Right. And no bed.
Yeah, because you know after I really got into CrossFit and I went down to the park and they all were there and I started doing the butterfly pull-ups. Mm-hmm. They all stopped me. Like,
come back home.
Come
man.
On, man. What are you doing? And I had to start back strict, you know. And then they told me, they said, see, man, we understand you have to do that for competition. You know, we respect it. But you home.
Yeah.
Bar world. Strict. Yeah. So,
I mean, we would get on top of abandoned swing sets. Like, we'd have to climb up, like, high as that. On the bars, the top. Yeah. That was this high.
You
do muscle ups and shift our body over to the next one while we're in the air. Grab. I'm talking about anything is a playground for us.
That's
a doorway, a bar on Coventry.
Anything.
Anything. He has in the flats and nothing.
Anything.
Shooters. Remember
anything.
That thing?
Yeah.
And that's the beautiful thing, because I mean, that's what you
a stop sign.
The reason you work out, train, should be, again, to quality of life. Yeah, you want to be obviously able to compete on the, mm-hmm. on the stage, on the platform, but if you step out and you can't do that in real life, what's it helping you for?
He would always say that. Yeah. He always would tell me, "See, man, don't skip from A to Z. Go A, B, C. Do all the letters. Don't try to do, you know, a little bit and then try to do the tricks." He said, "No, master it."
So speaking of ABCs,
okay.
All right. So are there certain milestones that you're looking for, right? So let's say. We are serious, and Corey is serious about becoming a bar athlete.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got, you know, the basic push-ups, pull-ups. He's pretty good at those variations. Are you looking at certain milestones for him to hit in terms of numbers? Hey, I need you to do 50 strict pull-ups or 50 push-ups, you know, before you progress him to maybe introducing some of the more complex variations.
Yeah, I'm a very big advocate on endurance training, but yeah, we would do a lot of that. But if I felt somebody wanted to even try one of those tricks, you could. Like, I would. There's been times we met a guy in one day and taught him a muscle up.
Okay.
You know. Yeah. So I mean, so it just depends. I'm willing to help.
Person, okay.
Yeah, if they want to do it, you know, I'll show them.
Okay.
I'll walk them through the move.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them everything to do and demonstrate it for them and even help them out.
Okay. So, and if they can't hit it at that point, you might work it back.
Yeah.
Take it back.
Work it back.
Yeah. Let's hit these exercises before we try it again.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Right,
and come back.
Yeah. So they don't, so they don't get frustrated. You know, I'm all about building up people's confidence, man. Mm-hmm. I am. So that's why there's so many people I know that I've impacted with this, because everyone they see me, and it's like, oh, and that's funny, because everyone's whose name coming, people, when they see me at the gym or something, and they see me do something, they'd be like, hey, you ever know, there's this guy I know named Corey Moore, and I just smile inside, because his name has came up so many times from doing so many good things from the Olympics, and I beam inside, I'm like, that's my son.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's a great guy. And, you know, it's so funny, because there were times when I couldn't even do the move.
Tell him, oh.
And I would tell him, this is how you got to do it. And I swear, don't ask me why, I wouldn't be able to do it. But I would walk him through it like, no, Corey, you got to do this. It's so funny. He knew a lot of the moves before I did them. But I just knew how to train him and bring out the best in him. And then we just started ripping it. I can do everything. You know,
that brings up something interesting, which I just thought to ask now. I didn't plan to ask, but popped up to my head.
That's good.
You were his mentor, but did you learn anything from him?
Yes. I just know about
his. Did he teach you anything?
Yeah. You know what? But I've always been humble, his humility, and just the way that he would just. I loved it. He would always have a kind word for somebody and always willing to go the extra mile, help kids. And just to reach out and just, he touched a lot of people too. And I'm just glad that he sort of passed the torch. I'm sort of like living my dream through him, man.
Just
doing something like, I passed it, you know, because I went on to barber school and, you know, I've always been in that gym. I'm just a person that just loves to work out.
Gotcha.
That's what it is. And it just, you know, it just took off from here. So we're here we are now with you. The Charter Performance.
Last thing before we take a break.
Okay.
You mentioned sometimes you might not be able to hit that trick or hit that exercise. Mm-hmm. I imagine you might have fallen on your ass once or twice. Is that a correct assumption?
Man. Yeah.
How do you learn? How do you learn to bail?
Oh, man.
Because I imagine that's a skill in itself.
We've done some crazy, like when we do a muscle up and kip to jump up on the bar. I mean,
what
feet slow.
Like, what's going through your head? It's like, oh, like,
you really, it's you, like,
don't eat the wood chips.
Like, no, but that's what, you know, that's what one thing we would do. Where like, we would practice like sometimes we're like I was practicing the 360. I would go to those little playgrounds for the kids that like have the soft.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So if you fall, because it's been a lot of times, but then there's been times out there on the at Edgewater and Tri C, we're on bars, man, with cement. It's like one time we were making a video and I did a trick and I spinned on the bar and I fell backwards. I fell off, but I grabbed myself. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. It's crazy. There's been a lot of times when people were wiped out. I fell flat on my back, like almost got knocked out.
I've done that.
I mean, the danger factor really is it like. If you don't want to try that move, you know, you're not going to try it. But, I mean, you know, it comes with a little risk. But
it's occupational hazard.
Exactly. Right. Okay. Exactly.
That's with everything.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's just a lot of fun and flair that we just add a few extra things. But the whole thesis of it is the base is just all about natural body movement. Mm. That's what, and it's just making it more fun when you can introduce the shift of a hand and your body like, oh, mm-hmm. It's just deception, perception, how you, it's tricks. Yeah. It's really nice. It's a great thing. And it's a, you know, it brings a lot of people together. I mean, we're at Edgewater. We're at the worst neighborhoods. People are standing around, you know.
Yeah, they're paying attention.
Yeah, I'm talking about people are out there with guns and they're looking at us. No lie. Dudes, one time we had a park. On the east side, these guys are standing around. They was looking at us, and they just looked like, hey, I want to try that. And they turned and just started pulling guns out, like, hold this. And yeah. We all, no lie, we were just like, it just brings, it just unites people. Because people, when they see you doing it, like, wow. It's just like, it's people from all walks of life that want to try
it. It's beautiful what the body can do when you push it.
When you push exactly. it.
What it can do.
Exactly. It all is. Right. It's amazing.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with these two gentlemen.
Okay.
So hold tight. All right, let's do it, fellas.
Ready? Let's get it.
Yeah. Okay. We are back with the urban legend and the bar walker, Brian Warren, Corin Moore.
Okay.
Like we're just I was making the light of the fact that we need to start recording the breaks.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
we do.
We guys missed some good stuff.
We do.
So we always try to recapture the moment.
Right, between
the recording. But let's just kinda we talked through, you know, kind of progressing people, the different exercise variations.
Okay.
And getting people up on the bar and whatnot. And,
right.
And you know, literally letting the playground be your playground.
Right.
Exactly.
There's no pun intended. It is what it is.
That was a good one.
So let's talk into, you know, programming or just actually doing the training during the workouts.
Okay.
And, you know, so how often did you work out? For how long? You know, what did you do? How hard were you on him?
Listen, there were times when we would get together, a few people, and we would get, I'm talking about we would get together, stretch, jumping jacks, everything, push-ups, group workout, stretch, and then we would go to the bar. I would just have like.
So you do warm up. It's not like.
Oh yeah,
I'm just
getting just hop.
Yeah. We got certain routines, certain a certain way you got to do it.
Yeah. All right. So let's before we get into how often do you train and how for how long, let's just take an example training day.
Okay.
Or workout day. And just talk through it, right? Okay. What did you guys do when you were working together?
Training day, we mostly like we meet like at Edgewater 4:00. We give everybody to like 4:30. The other guys have things, have to pick up their kids. We know they'd always text, hey, we're on our way. But we would get down there and we would just like I said, we would stretch out. Mm-hmm. We do group stretching, jumping jacks. We get passages, you want to do whatever exercise they want to do. Okay. Somebody come in the middle and say, let's go. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm down there training, but I'm following everyone's exercise. Okay. When we're together, nobody is really like
the leader.
The leader. Yeah. Right. We're all just
you're playing one off each other.
Right.
We're one unit. We're a family. We are. Right. It doesn't matter if I know how to do this many more muscle ups or this many more pull ups. Uh-huh. We're all equal when we're down there. So, like I said, we would do various exercises, warm up. And then we would go over to the bar and it would be like 10 pull-ups, go straight to the our mush fake dip thing. We'd do 10 dips. Mm-hmm. It was always superset. That's what I always was always want. Even though, like I said, if you couldn't do 10, 5.
Okay.
I would even help you. It don't matter.
Uh-huh.
Work. Right. Doesn't matter. We as long as everyone would do a circuit set. Right. We would do that.
Right.
And then after that, we would like maybe increase like some of the reps on that. Maybe add another exercise, but always with like throwing core. Core was always a part of it.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, everything. We were just like circuit train.
What kind of core exercises did you guys do?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Do you remember the brick?
Yeah.
What's the brick?
Oh, remember this is the best. This exercise. We was hang from the pull-up bar. take our hang from the pull bar, lift our knees in the L position. This is the craze. Five alley reds on top, one at another time.
Stacked.
Look, no, this is it. One. Wait, listen, hear me out.
What did you say?
Wait, you're going to red bricks.
Okay, actual bricks.
Listen, one brick, one pull up.
Two bricks.
Two pull ups.
Three.
You get the gist of it. To five. You have to have your core.
Yeah, in case. Yeah. Otherwise you drop. Yeah.
And then on the way down, this is the killer. On the way down, where we pull up. Catch them.
You had to do that.
You don't even understand. We would pull ups here, knee ups for the guys who really weren't advanced like that. I just push their knees down, or they lay down on their back, leg lifts, or lay down on the grass, grab my ankles, swing their legs up, push them sideways, work their obliques, forward, left side, everything. We do so much core.
So how long was a typical training day for you guys?
It could start off like 4 o'clock and end at 10 at night.
Because so many people.
So when so many people come, and you know, when new people start walking up, you know, of course, we're going to show them, you know, some of the fun stuff to catch them, to bait them with it. And then we know we'll bring them in from there. Yeah. So, but basically, like a workout would be like 2-3 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. Because there would be group workouts, warm sessions.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Like, we'll lead a little group in that over there. I would have a group. Say, Todd had his group. We had his group. And then we're connected. So it'd be, say, a good 40, 50 people.
So it was always moving. That's why I said.
That's going to ask.
That's what Circus said. We always can't. Yeah. There just can't be nobody standing around. I'm the guy.
And he'll call you.
You stand around.
So we wouldn't be doing this.
No.
I would be like, did you do? Oh, I forgot. Oh. All
right.
Let's go.
And if you don't finish your sets, you really holding us up. It's like, say, if it's me and O, we doing it. And you like, see, OB, I don't have it. Me and OB like, we can't go to the next until you finish.
Okay. I told him we would do group workouts, like, I mean, together. He could get on one side of pull-up bar, and we're facing each other, like, you know, this is exactly it. Your arms are up, and we're there, or like this show, this way, and he's facing this way. Pull up at the same, we're talking
same
like
time.
One. Patting our hands, just variations, you know.
So we
group that so we can keep it moving. If we have
holding 20, each other accountable at the same time.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like this. We would do push-ups, and then we would do like the 25 down. I don't know what he was talking about. 21. It was 25 down. We did more. And then we would get to the 10. We would hold up. 10. He got a whole push-up. Uh-huh. I'm talking about we're like this at the end. you have to, like, we're not allowed. If you touch, we got to start all over. Me and him were like the only ones that could like.
Yeah.
We were allowed to shift your body, hold you, whatever way, but long as your knees didn't touch, I'm like, Corey, listen. we should just always, I'm always about trying to challenge us. But like I said, somebody can come, like I said, no experience at all, and just get a great workout and feel good about themselves, and they would want to come back.
Mm-hmm. So let's say you do that on Monday, right? What do you do? When do you come back?
We were there every day.
Every day.
We were like madmen, obsessed, because it was so. I said, we always want to challenge ourselves.
Yeah,
I've been at working out forever, and it's just like, okay, I'm in good shape, I'm strong, I can do. I'm like, I just wanted to do something else.
Okay, so. Yeah. Would you do the same thing you did on Monday, on Tuesday, or
no? You switch it up.
Okay.
So, like, say we would do push-ups, dips, whatever, skull crushers on Monday, and then Tuesday we would do, say, muscle-ups.
Okay. Yeah.
And we didn't have bands. We would do band training, stretching.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. One leg. We do plyometric. We jump on a picnic table.
We did everything.
Plyometrics. We had a lot.
Because that builds explosiveness, right?
And exactly.
You need that coming off the bar, right?
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of it's hips and, you know.
Whatnot.
Yeah, Olympic weightlifting. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, you know. I mean, it's everything. It's core, it's your hips.
Then there's days that we just work on. Like if people just want to work on tricks, there's days we have people down there working for like an hour trying to get a 360. It's just like if somebody else wants to come up and bless the bar, we say. Come on.
So what is blessing the bar? What does that mean? Because I know we talked about that during
break. I love
break.
That. Man. Yeah, blessing the bar. Blessing the bar is like. We actually, in the bar world, we call her Barbara.
Okay.
There's a rapper called Styles P, and he made it for, used to be with the Locks, and it's called Love Barbara.
Yeah.
I have to check it out if you guys get a chance.
We'll link it up.
Yeah, definitely. It's like out at the playground. So when we come down, we say, like, bless the bar. It's like, as soon as you come in and they know this is what we love to do, it's like, step back and show her some love. So bless the bar. And you get up and do just like a 30-second explosive routine,
something quick,
something fancy, and they'll be like, put them on tape. Like, come on, bless the bar. We just go after each other, just show off our tricks, yeah, have some fun. You know, that's what's called blessing the bar, cool, paying homage.
I mean, it does give you a lot. It's a pretty simple tool, but it lets you express yourself.
Exactly, right? Man. You could be free, man. No judgment, man. It's whatever. Barber, you just be on it.
Yeah, just on it. That's it. You don't have to make it, you know.
Yeah, it's just, man.
You don't have to look a certain way. You can do whatever. It's you.
That's it.
It's your style.
No, there's an underlying theme as we've been talking for the last 40 minutes. Is there's this really strong sense of community.
Oh, yeah.
It's similar to some other spaces, but it's literally, right, you go in, there's no judging. It seems like your camaraderie. No, you just come in there, help each other out.
Nothing but love.
Yeah.
Every ethnicity.
You're breaking down barriers.
Yeah. Every ethnicity, every race, color, creed, it doesn't matter. Any age.
Right.
I mean, we've had people I'm probably like one of the oldest ones. I call me the godfather of the bar, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, but there's other guys, like, it's a funny, perfect example. One time we were down there working out, and the Metro Park Rangers, they were like,
oh yeah.
He said, wow, oh my God, that's crazy, you guys doing it. And he said, you've been doing it a while? I said, yeah. He said, yeah. I said, you can do it. He said, nah, I can't. He said, I'm old. I said, you're old. He said, yeah, I'm 38. At the time, I think I was like 46. I said,
right,
I'm 46. He said, what happens? It's like, yeah, man, it's just like however you want to do. If you want to do it, I mean,
keeps
like
you young.
Yeah, it
too.
Does.
I mean, both of you look. You don't look up. Both of you don't look your age. Yeah,
37.
Because the bar.
52.
Yeah.
Because the bar. Yeah, yeah.
From blessing the bar.
Yeah.
There you go. Give back.
Yeah.
How intense did some of the training sessions get?
Oh,
something you mentioned before the training.
You know, men are egotistical. I'm not gonna be the first to be honest. Just like, you know, some people were like, you know, like, if they see a move, somebody might want to try. But it was all in fun, though. You know, it'd be intense. Right. Like, sometimes somebody, like, we would have sessions of doing muscle ups, and somebody would say, stop kipping so much.
Right. You know, like, right. Little stuff.
You know, it was just all in fun. It'd be motivating, right, and just be like, man, you go home, you're like, I'm coming home, I'm coming back, I'm practicing that 360, I'm bringing the noise tomorrow. And, you know, it was just, you know, it was all in fun. Like I said, motivation. It's just like, because if you just have somebody, just everyone in monotone and nobody, you know, like, you're just doing it's just like,
yeah. There's
no, the vibe, if the energy ain't there, it's like, what's the use of it?
Right.
So it's like I said, it's great, man. I just wish more people would.
And hopefully they will. Hopefully after this, hopefully they will, man.
Yeah, so definitely.
Listen to more people.
Yeah.
Definitely.
In terms of, you know, a lot of people go on YouTube, they see all the tricks. We talked about some of the training, a lot of the training, actually.
Right.
And how long you spend actually doing the training.
Right.
Right.
There's a lot of time on the bar. And on any other thing that you can actually use.
Exactly.
Right. Literally anything that you can use, like you mentioned multiple times. That puts a lot of stress on the body.
Yeah.
Right? Especially if you're going out there for a few hours every day.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
How do you recover from that? How do you...
You know what?
I'm thinking, like, if you're going day after day, you know, with a strength and conditioning background, that doesn't make necessarily the biggest sense if you're hitting the same muscle groups, but you're just going after it.
Right.
Exactly. You know what?
So what's behind the scenes that my people not might not be seeing? Even at the park,
a lot of glucose, a lot of papers, a lot of Tommy Coppers, a lot of rock tape.
Okay.
I've been totally honest. There's been times I've been down to elbows taped up.
Yeah.
I'm just like, but I mean, once I get something in my head, and I'm just like, I'm an animal. When I go at it, it's just like,
okay,
I want to try to be the best and just do what I can. And if it meant me coming down every day, just showing love or demonstrating it, like anything you do in life, you repetition, you just want to get good at it. So, but there is, I wouldn't recommend like yanking on that bar like we were doing. Uh-huh. Like, honestly, I wouldn't, but we were just like,
you didn't know better.
No, yeah, it was just like, we were just like,
this is our passion.
Kind of paying for it now.
Yeah.
But like I said, we do switch up the workouts.
Okay.
We do a lot of plyometric, a lot of boxing, and we even do it running. For the resting, and try to work the resting heart rate. We just took 1 mile, any pace. We would do stuff like that, throw it off. They would be like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, surprise.
Yeah.
Timberlands and all.
Yeah.
No lies.
Yeah. They would
Let's go.
They would
sounds like CrossFit. Be ready for anything, anytime, right?
That's it.
That's bang this mile. They're like, what?
Yeah.
Come on, let's go.
So you threw it up and you switch it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. Yeah.
So when we first talked, you know, you're very supple, right?
Right.
You're very flexible.
Right.
And the same thing, if you put a lot of time on that bar, you both gentlemen are very well, you know, fit. Right. You guys both look great.
Right. You as well.
Thank you. Right. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you? Seriously. We can just give each other compliments for the next 5 minutes. whatever works.
Right.
People might tune out. Yeah. Right. But so people, you know, the stereotype is that if dudes or ladies are, you know, muscular, they might not necessarily have the flexibility or range of motion that others do. Right.
Right.
That's a good point.
So how were you able to maintain that with all that work on the bar?
Man, that's a good one though.
Oh yeah, well, you know, just like you just had all the stretching.
Yeah, we did a lot of stretching. Well, I know I did.
Like I said, I wouldn't cater. Like, there's a lot of times, like, people, you know, you can walk in a gym and see people like, you know, they're just like so stout and so, right. And it's just like you'll be subject to more injury like that. But I mean, it's like, as long as you don't cater to like lifting heavy weights or like going out there and like we did, banging up every day, but you just have to switch it up.
Right.
Okay.
Doing that stuff, doing the bar work, you have to be flexible.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, just have to have some level of flexibility, you know, as opposed to like sitting down in just a basic bench or arm curl or something like that. But just a lot of stretching.
But that's a good point. I mean, Corey, you're not the type that go in the gym and bust out, you know.
No.
You know, 4 sets of 10 necessarily,
no.
Right?
But no.
You obviously get the way you look basically by doing the body weight movements.
Body weight, yep.
And a lot of, you know, quote unquote intensity and load.
Yeah. Right.
Just by being on the bar.
Right.
Yeah.
Using your own body.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think just the movements themselves.
Do you realize the benefits of all this? It's like cardio. There's so many that you're doing on this.
In one.
There's so many benefits.
Just the bar, that's it. You on there.
Yeah. So many things, so many muscles else that you're using in just a basic pull-up, you know, from just the switching of the arms, you know, it's just great. Your core every time. I mean, when we're doing pull-ups, when we pull them up, we even put our knees up to hold the core more.
Okay.
Or just do knee raises at 10 knee raises. We do stuff like 10 knee raises, hanging knee raises, then 10 pull-ups, and then one muscle up, and then 10 dips at the top, and then bike down slow. Clap everybody up.
Static
next
holds.
Person, let's go. We were just like very. We have so many. I can have your head spinning with just exercises we can do, man.
And he'll go crazy.
I'm so creative with this working out.
No, but again, it took time, right?
Yeah, it takes time.
It takes time.
Patience.
And using your body as the load, applying yourself to the bar.
Right.
Man, this, you know what? There's so many. We're too. Like living examples of like what the bar did. This guy has taken his from the bar where we were doing for 3-4 years straight. Mm-hmm. He came into the CrossFit and an Olympic weightlifting, kind of like made a big name. It took it by storm. Me, I hit the body mist, and because of all the pull ups and all the exercise I was doing, my back, it got so wide. That was one of the things that helped me win the championship.
Yeah, you might fly away in a second.
Exactly. So they're like,
right, yeah.
And that's what everyone says when they know the guys know me from before. They say, only do is push a pull-up. He's on a pull-up bar. No wonder his back.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what they know. But I'm saying those are some just like that it transcended into our lives after that. It just benefits of that.
Beautiful.
So now, you know, he's Olympic coach. I'm great. I'm getting ready to get my pro card.
Right.
Well, I'm getting ready to handle my seriously. Right. And I'm like, there's so many benefits from that. You know what I'm saying? Like I can get it door supplemental income. You know, just any little thing, just from all starting off.
Starting the bar, yeah.
Yeah.
Pull up bar.
Starting small.
And that's all it's about, progress.
Nothing else.
Beautiful.
Just calisthenics.
Yeah.
So you guys might have led into this, but we're going to start closing up.
Okay.
So the one thing, right? So Corey knows already. So what's the one thing that, you know, we talked for about 50 minutes, right?
Uh-huh.
So there's one thing that you want to stick out in people's minds.
Uh-huh.
What would that one thing be that you want them to take away from this interview, this conversation?
That you can pretty much, like, probably be a long statement, but the gist of it is like longevity has its purpose, man. You can do anything. There's no age factor, no weight. If you want to do something, you get with the right people in your life, you can make that change, you know? And it's just like, this is about each one teach one, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about for me. It's just spreading the love, and that's all I want to do now. And hopefully with this podcast, it'll just get out. Just if you ever see me, I'm approachable. You want to work out? Seriously. Right. It's just like, I mean, that's all I want to just give, is that it's just a lot of love in the bar community. Mm-hmm. And we're you know, a lot of people were misunderstood. They say, oh, that's just bad gymnastics. Right. Somebody, I had somebody say that. I was thinking like, why don't you get up on there and try it? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
But I mean, it's just an amazing tool to reach people. So that's what I want to say. It's just like, with this, you can just reach out and meet so many people and just, you know, like, make a difference in
their life. Well stated, man. Well stated.
Yeah.
Corey, what you got, man?
Same thing.
Same thing.
Because, you know, I mean.
Trying to get up the hook, man.
Yeah, no, I've been through it with O the whole time. Yeah. You know, he seen my journey. He watched me grow. I do the same thing he do. Like, I might come in here, I might do some stuff, and then the people in the gym, they freeze. Like, did you just see that? But when I come down and they ask me questions, I teach them.
Okay.
You know, even with the Olympic gym, I may do a few tricks after practice, and the guys back there lifting there ask me, like, Coach C, can you show me, like, 2 or 3 moves? And I show them, and then next 2-3 weeks, they doing them.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right. Where can people find you guys on social media? They want to follow you, reach out to you. Where can they find you?
Okay. I'm Fitting 50-something. That's FITAND, the number 50, SMTHN. And that's Instagram, and on Facebook, I'm just Brian Warner.
All right.
So, yeah, if you want any questions, you want to just feel free to follow me. Mm-hmm.
Corey,
you can find me on Instagram, Barwalker, 3-A-R-W-A-L-K-3-R. You can find me on Facebook, Corey Moore. You can also Google me, Corey Moore CrossFit or Corey Moore Olympic Weightlifting. And you can also find me on C-Town Weightlifting on Instagram as well.
You got too many things. AKA. It's like that Method Man song from
I only really want one. You're right.
I love it.
Yeah.
This is
obviously, like always, we'll link it up to the show notes below. Gentlemen, appreciate it.
That's what's up.
Beautiful
appreciate
time.
You, man.
Thank
so
you very much,
man. Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir. As always. Thank you. Thank you, well.
And one more quick shout out. Thank you for C-Town for hosting. Take care.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap on another episode of Uncharted Performance. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed the episode, please take a moment and leave a rating and review on iTunes. Let us know when and where you're listening by tagging us at Uncharted Performance on Instagram and or at Reach Uncharted on Twitter. Each month, we will select the winner to win a special prize. For this month, we're giving away a copy of the Squat Bible from Dr. Aaron Horschig. Take care for now and see you next time. And don't forget to use the code Uncharted for 10% off on strength.com on all their high quality supplements. Rage on, UP Nation, and reach the Uncharted.